Yo, 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 what it is, gang, I say. Yo, 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 what it is, gang, it's KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. I say, it's KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. What up, Atlanta? What's up, Chicago? What's up, Memphis? What's up, Tennessee? What's up, New York? What's up to everybody tuned in right now to KK's Kona? How y'all feeling, man? Hey, look, y'all, I got a special guest with me today, man. I got one of the hottest up-and-coming artists out the rap, man.
Yo, 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 what's the word, y'all? It's Young Luna, living under no authority in this bitch. Y'all know I'm bumming. Midwest baby, Chicago raised me, East Side crazy. In this bitch, on the block, KK's Corner. Yeah, let's get this bitch rocking on for them.
You dig. Oh, for them, great. How you feeling today, my
man,
boy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, bro.
Hell yeah. I appreciate you for coming down. You got the old photo chain, though.
Y'all know how we coming. Definitely.
Yeah.
Living under no authority. You know how we coming. Y'all on it, man.
Hold on. Wait. That's what your artist name means? Say it again.
Young Luna. Living under no authority. You feel me?
I like that.
The moon shines brighter at night and in the daytime. You feel me? We got to break through that shit.
I like that. I ain't gonna lie, bro. How you come up with that name?
Long story short, you remember Tag?
Tag Your Rick?
Back to MySpace times, Tag and shit like that.
I'm talking about Tag Your Rick.
No. It was like, all right, y'all know on Facebook when you just had like a little bio. And that used to be my bio name, just living under no authority.
Okay.
It wasn't never Luna. And so when I became an artist, I went through hella different names. It was... shit, Lil D, it was on some Swag King type shit. That shit was a no. And shit, as I got older, it was like, let me just keep writing music and the name will come on, bro. So one day it was just Luna. Shit, so I'm gonna stick with Luna, you feel me?
But that's hard though.
And when I tried to solidify my shit in the music, it was like, it's too many Lunas in the world, or Luna this, Moon this, Luna this, all this extra ass goofy ass shit. So I put the Young in front of it. Of course, all these motherfucking Young this, King this, but.
You heavy though.
Eventually it's just gonna be Luna, but right now it's Young Luna, why you Angie?
I like that though.
Correct.
Yeah, and then his artist name actually got purpose behind it. Like, you didn't just get high and was like, this gonna be my name.
You feel me? Because I did this shit by myself, you feel me? And doing this shit by myself, and I'm learning, and my team, you feel me, they starting to help me. So, you feel me? When you look in the moon in the daytime, you still see that motherfucker. Right. When you look in the moon in the nighttime, it shines 10 times brighter. So,
okay.
I'm that nigga in the darkness that's shining.
Oh, Fodil Gray, real poet.
Real shit.
Real passion behind what you say. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm Aquarius, bro.
That's why.
You feel me?
That's why. You sneaky, though. You know that.
I ain't sneaky.
Yes, you is. That's why you smile like
blunt.
That.
I'm very blunt. No sneaky shit. None of that. Nope. I don't even want no smoke, no pop. Hell no. You get what I tell you. I get what you tell me. If we gonna rock out, we gonna rock out. If not, toodles.
Come on. Toodles, photo gang. Now,
bro.
I like that though. You said eventually you're gonna drop the Young. Why would you do that?
Cause I don't really fuck with it. I feel like I'm Luna, and it's just so many obstacles you gotta go through just to solidify a fucking name, a organization, a label, or whatever shit. Just like this clothing line my brother got. It's called Filthy Money Clothing. You feel me?
Okay, shout it out then.
Filthy Money Clothing. Shout out to my brother AWOL. If y'all want to see some more of the apparel, go to Filthy Money Clothing Apparel Instagram, you feel me? And you know, that's how we bumming. We all start from somewhere and we all help each other.
On photo, each one teach one.
Bro.
You ain't never land though. So look though, so for everybody who tuned in right now, everybody finna get tapped in with you and your music, all your supporters and everybody. For those who don't know, what part of Chicago are you from?
I'm from 92nd, I'm from the east side of Chicago, you feel me?
And okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the guys that go everywhere in Chicago. You know how you talk to somebody and they be like, yeah, I'm from here, and I be over there. No, I'm actually Eastside, family on 134th, right next to the Gardens. I ain't going to say the Gardens, but I'm going to say next to them.
Okay.
You feel me? You call that shit Trayfo, you feel me? And then the suburbs, of course, Chicago Heights. Then you got Out West. Shout out to my Out West family. Y'all know how we bumming. Soil in Ohio, SNOTK. Y'all know how we bumming, man. Shout out to the family. And then I went to school up north for like, man, for a couple years, at least 3 to 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. Shit.
Okay. So look, what you have an experience with being all over Chicago, but you being from the east, but being here and there and there, like, how do you feel like, what's the main difference between different parts of the city? Like, between out west, up north, out south? All
right, so you want to pick certain times of Chicago, or you want to talk about just like right now? Because certain times of Chicago, out west is like they own island. for one.
They are, they trenches.
They like, out West Chicago is their own city. It's weird. But then you got the South Side and the East Side. The South and the East, they different, but they are like in a sense. And then you just got, you feel me, the West, the up North where you got, you feel me, the North Pole. Shout out to Young Pappy, you feel me, R.I.P. Pappy.
You feel me, though?
But you feel me, it's just,
Pappy would have been a real GOAT today.
A real one.
A real one.
I definitely fuck with Pat. Still listen to his shit.
Hell yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie though, with you moving around through different parts of the city, like you ain't make no ops around there, not like that.
I ain't really the type of nigga to get into no shit like that, cause for one, you feel me, like I got other shit that I got going on, you feel me? I got my brothers, and when it's time to get down with your brothers, it's always time to get down with your brothers. But yeah, necessarily, I don't know them niggas, you feel me, that my brothers would be beefing with. So right, if my brother's beefing with them and I don't know you, shit, on site is going to be that. But right, I ain't just finna be giving a motherfucker clout or letting a motherfucker know, yeah, oh, you my op too and blah, blah, blah. This, hell yeah, no. If it's dead, it's dead. And if it's not, it's not. Like, right. We ain't got to be public about beef. Like, what the fuck is you public about beef?
So you want, something happened, on photo, so growing up, you weren't gangbang. You was just chilling.
Man, I'm Luna.
But nah, that's solid though. That's good because you know a lot of people from my city always want to claim something they not, and they want to try to look cool, or they want to try to.
I ain't gonna lie. I am what I am, and what I'm not, I never be. But first, I'm an artist, period. And me being a gang member, not being a gang member, still not gonna make me an artist. First and foremost, I'm an artist, and that's what's gonna pay. These members, they not gonna pay me. They not gonna.
Talk your shit, gang.
They ain't putting me in front of this mic. I put me in front of this mic. You help me get in front of this mic.
Talk your shit,
just,
gang.
I hope, prayerfully, they just continue to support me and them continue to still be my brothers. And the ones that ain't, they ain't. And the ones that is, they is. I'm bro. I love my family and I love my brothers. Shout out to her, but I'd never leave them, bro.
How it should be. And I feel like anybody who is like envious or jealous because of that, just not happy with they self.
No bullshit, because at the end of the day, my peoples love me for me, regardless if I was this, that, or the third. Mm-hmm. My bro, they still gonna fuck with me for me being me, and I should show loyalty to that. Mm-hmm. Shit, where we from, if you don't show loyalty, shit,
you what over with.
What is it?
You cooked.
There ain't no point of living in Chicago if you don't got no loyalty. If you don't fuck with somebody, cooked. If you don't got no type of
foundation, turkey.
Your ass is butter toast, shorty.
Over with.
Rest in peace to ghosts.
Over with. Nah, for sure though. So, like, how old you when you moved to Atlanta?
When I moved to Atlanta, I had just graduated college, so I was 2018 December. Uh-huh. So I'm gonna say 2019 January, to be honest. I'm about 21.
Okay, so how you feel? How you feel? Cause 22. Like me personally, I feel like Atlanta is more supportive than Chicago.
No bullshit.
Everybody want to see you win out there.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was in Chicago, I ain't had no knowledge of music. But then when I went to school, I still ain't had no knowledge of music. Graduated soon. And then the crazy part is, I just know how to do music, drop shit on YouTube. I don't know about mastering. I ain't know about distro shit. I ain't know about nada. And who told me? Nobody.
YouTube University?
Hell no. I came to Georgia. Uh-huh. Shout out to my boy Metro. Boomer, Mr. Two Eyes, you feel me? He started teaching me a lot of shit. Okay. Me and him build a brotherhood, a foundation. And for him, he taught me some shit. And, shit,
and where
that's
he from?
When I started learning. He from Georgia. He okay. From Atlanta.
Okay, you just proved my point right there. Like,
shout out to the South Side of Georgia.
You hear me though? I love home. I love Chicago, but I don't think I can never live there no more.
Not anymore. And shout out to my boy KT, Mr. TMP, for sure. His ass taught me a lot of shit. Even though I had a lot of shit going for myself, he still showed loyalty. He showed support, and it was to the point I didn't even know this nigga. He instantly put some money behind some shit, and I didn't even know. I woke up one day with a text message, the next thing you know, it's that.
What you mean, he put some money behind
some shit? So, long story short, not to go into too many details, he did some shit on his own without me asking, period.
That benefited your music career.
And okay. It didn't benefit him at all. It was just loyalty,
straight
respect.
Straight out of love,
and
yeah.
From that, still, that's damn near been a year ago. From that still to this day, shout out to TMP. That's why I fucks with them now. And that's my brother. My brother. You got a problem with him, you got a problem with me. And that's how we bumming.
You hear me though? Phone them great. So look, you was telling me earlier that your mom was locked up for 7 years when you was growing up, right?
Yeah, I know she gonna get on my ass for bringing this up.
So how do you... Wow, this is the wrong time to call, B. I'm recording an interview. I have to call you back. All right, cuz. My bad, y'all. So how did you function through that growing up? You get what I'm saying?
Well, first and foremost, giving honor to that man upstairs above. You feel me? You can't do nothing without him. Yeah. So I kept him by my side. He kept me by my side. Prayers a motherfucker.
Facts.
First and foremost, my OG was like a backbone. Period.
Okay.
And with that being said, she left when I was about second grade.
Wow, you were young.
And she didn't get out to about my sophomore year in high school, second semester. So through all this time, I've never experienced growing up like that motherly love that I always wanted from my OG. But without my mama still being on my ass behind bars, I was still scared of my mama, and I made sure that I stayed on my shit. And for one, I was scared of my pops. I ain't want my ass whooping. They always made sure that I had what I needed. And anything that I needed, I had. Period. So shit. The only thing that my parents asked for me, and I did, is to graduate, respect your elders, don't steal, and you feel me? I love you. Period.
You know you done stole the bag of chips from the store.
And I probably might again. Homebro, but no bullshit. But
Though. Not even trying to dab in too deep on that, but on some real nigga shit, how did that feel? Like, how did you navigate through that?
It hurt it. On phone, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
To the point where, you feel me, back then growing up, your mama was funny. Motherfuckers was definitely telling jokes. I ain't finna play with jokes. I'd rather you say some other shit. Don't
you
even
play with right to beat somebody else.
You feel me? I'm instantly emotion. Like, nah, wrong person to play with because it ain't that. So I went through my trials and tribulation, but at the end of the day, my pops, I ain't even gonna lie, that man is hilarious. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what type of situation you going through. If y'all knew my pops, you would be situated through the worst times, and he always had my back.
That's good,
through the
though.
Worst and the best times. And so, shit, without my pops, I don't know what I would have did.
See, it's like we had the opposite childhood, because you grow up with your daddy, not your mama. I grow up with my mama, not my daddy. You feel what I'm saying? But that was help, though.
You still need that. You still need that foundation. Without that foundation, I wouldn't have had shit, and it take a village to raise a child, bro. And I had that village behind me.
No, for sure. That's some real shit right there. So what age did you start making music?
Shit, I ain't even gonna lie. I was about 14, 2010.
Okay.
Right before I went to high school.
Okay.
And shout out to my boy Harm, Life Honors Entertainment, you feel me? I started with him when I ain't even had no motherfucking name. Lil D, Swag King, all that shit. That's why that shit out the window now. Shout out to bro. Without him, I would have never learned that I was a rapper, shit, an artist, because shit, he took me into his studio. We became locked in like that. Shout out to my bro T.Y. He introduced me to him. And all of us, we locked in on bro. And ever since then, I started taking that rapping shit serious once I dropped my first video. And my first video was called Luna. You feel me?
It did numbers, bro. How many numbers did it do?
You know, the first one don't do so much, but shit, I ain't never give up. You feel me?
Yeah, and still, that's
and, and still now, shit, I don't got too much, but shit, you feel me? I ain't gonna never give up, because them bitches gonna keep rising.
And that's 100, though. I be trying to tell people, like, you gonna blow. Everybody time gonna come. It's just all about when your time come. Yeah. Your time come faster, the harder you working.
And like I said, I got a village behind me, so motherfuckers gonna definitely support me.
You did.
Shout out to KK, old photo.
Old photo, right. Soon as you hit me up, my boy, we got a lock in.
Let's get this bitch rocking.
Oh, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I gotta ask. Because this is something that I've been seeing on the internet. That's and it's, so I just got to know your opinion on this. Yeah, you know, here come KK with them questions, man. All right, so look. If you fly a girl out, is she obligated to fuck you? Yes or no? Because you flew her out. You paid for it.
Me, specifically, if I'm flying you out, I'm definitely beating cheeks.
You hear me though? I've been seeing this debate online. They talking about that over here.
So what you coming over out here for?
Wait, what I flew? We finna chill.
We finna sleep in the same bed. We finna chill. We finna get drunk. We finna smoke. We finna do all of it.
I spent $150 on that round trip for Spirit. And you think you're not gonna bust it?
You lucky Spirit got you here. So let's have fun. Fuck is you talking about? I'm finna break up back.
I've been seeing that online and they like, oh, just cause somebody fly you out knowing you gotta have sex. I'm what like, you, are y'all dumb?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say it got to mean, but you won't be getting
you know up. What it means. Bro. Let me know something. Shorty, somebody fly you out right now. If a nigga fly you out, you getting flued out with the expectation of fucking, right? Babe.
Then I guess I may get left, but you
know, I mean, by then, y'all, so y'all ain't talked about this shit.
Money, you
Let's say we want together and somebody fly you out. You.
I mean, if it's something that we already been talking about, it's not no just, oh, you flew me out just off us texting, da da da.
Type shit.
Talking on some flirtation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure a nigga ain't flying nobody out just to do it.
They don't want to tell y'all, but they gonna pop that twat with somebody by their flight all for the day.
Dang, don't lie. Man. You gotta lie, Chris.
Oh, you hear me though? I got another wild one, folks. If you, when you in a relationship, it's coming under somebody else's picture cheating. Like, I got a girlfriend. If I go come with some hard ass under.
Disrespectful. Yes.
But is it cheating?
No.
Yes.
You heard her the back.
How am I cheating? I don't even know this bitch.
So now it's a debate. How is it cheating?
So
we got hella. That mean I shouldn't have this many followers if I can't like they shit or comment.
You can like it, but what you got to comment for?
But what if you. What if you never gonna meet them in person?
Yeah, so yeah. I ain't saying I would. So I feel like it's rude, cheating. But I don't feel like it's cheating.
What about the other way around?
Oh, let her comment under somebody's picture. I'm gonna go, what? No, she's over with, bro. She's over with, bro. It's toasted. She's over with, bro. That shit is dead. I don't know. So you think it's
it's definitely disrespectful. It ain't cheating, it's disrespectful. You might get your ass.
It's respect,
yeah, it's definitely that level.
So y'all think it's disrespectful? All right, cool. All right, last one on relationships, foe. Is cooking a deal breaker for you? Like, if you date a girl and she can't cook, can you really be with her?
We're going to learn together. I can cook.
Oh, so you be the one throwing down those Sunday
dinners.
Hell
no. I cook if I got to. You better know we're going to learn together. And you're going to take control. Fuck it up.
Exactly. You got to have some type of ambition towards it.
You feel me? You got to have some type of...
You can't just be like, man, I'm going to order Uber Eats every night.
I want to come home and eat.
No.
But at least you teach her, though.
You feel me? We can learn together. I ain't the best. Which I like how I like it. So my season, it might be a little not too much or not enough. I mean, or too much. You feel me? For your shit. So, you know.
Oh, photo, great. I feel like you gotta at least know how to cook or be willing to learn.
You know what I'm saying? I like spicy food, so you know.
Yeah, I like spicy food too. I ain't gonna lie. Spicy food be the best. So, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Back to the music. Talk to the viewers about your latest single, Latifah.
So, long story short, actually, Latifah is on my first EP that I just dropped called Family.
Okay, and talk to them. Promote
family
that.
Family stands for all minds, I lay yours. You feel me? And if you actually go look at the song list, Family is spelled going down.
Okay.
So the first song is Fuck Wrong With Him. The second song is Ah. The third song is Mo. Fourth song is I Know. Uh-huh. The fifth song is Latifah. Okay. And the sixth song is Why Not.
Okay.
So Latifah was just, actually Mo came out as a single before I put it on the tape. And I got a video a Mo.
Yeah.
So Latifah, you know, I do a lot of videos to my shits because I like content.
That's
so
good though. Content is king, especially in this world.
I actually got two more videos after Latifah to drop from that tape. What is it? It's A and it's I Know.
Uh-huh.
But Latifah just dropped maybe like 3 days ago.
Oh, bro.
And yeah, all my videos in Chicago, but definitely go tap in Latifah on all platforms if you want to hear the Family EP off all platforms. Go look up YUNGLUNA. Type it in. All my shit gonna pop up on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you want to find me.
You did. You know what I like about you though, bro?
What's up?
It seems like with everything you do, like it's real passion behind it. Like with each of the songs, from your artist name to the name of the album to the way you even set up the songs there. Like it's passion and it's purpose behind everything.
It's purpose behind everything, because if it ain't, you're wasting your time, bro. Like it's you, like you say, you got one life, bro. It's so much time that you got and so much shit that you can experience, learn, forget, or remember in all of those times.
Facts.
So at the end of the day, if I'm finna put some money behind this shit,
yeah,
I'm expecting some money behind it. That's gonna come back, you feel me?
Yeah.
Or just because I love doing this shit, I'm gonna put my money into it.
Yeah.
I'm not finna put some money into anything where I'm just either wasting my time, don't like it, or whatever the fuck the situation might be.
For
so
sure.
If I go buy some motherfucking shoes, I bought these $200, $300 shoes because I like these motherfucking shoes. Not because of the name brand, whatever the fuck the case may be. It's because I like it. Shit, just like this motherfucking shirt. Shout out to the rack, you feel me? It sucks.
Fuck,
I don't give a fuck how much it costs. It's because I like it. If I can and I'm willing, I'm going to do it. You feel me? Just like this music. I take this shit serious. So what I do and what I say, you feel me? Believe it. just like I said in my shit, I think before I speak, so what I say, believe what's told. I'm broke.
This nigga a poet. I ain't gonna lie though. You talking about if you like, you gonna bag. You look like you a designer, baby.
No, bro, I ain't.
Shorty done came over here with a Christian Dior scarf on. Talking about he not a designer, baby.
But shit, but the glasses is from Amazon. Fuck you talking about.
Oh, I get the shit. I get that. I put this bitch in the back of the Burberry, y'all.
You hear me? It's just nice though. Yeah, but no. But yeah, yeah. I'm passionate about everything. Don't just, even when I go to the studio, shout out to KT, he knew how to produce, well, I ain't gonna say produce, but edit master music.
Yeah.
But when I came in the studio, it was like, I want my shit like this, like this, like this. And right. It ain't to the point where phone them getting mad because of how I want my shit. It's the principle.
He working with
I know that how I want to have my shit instead of be saying, can you do this and this and this?
Yeah.
Without, do this. This how you do it. Yeah. And then boom, 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 and put that shit together. He was like, oh, bet. Boom. Because at the same time, even though I partially know this shit, I'm having fun because you teaching me bits and pieces about an artist that you are. I might run into another artist like you. See, at this time, I usually write my shit.
Yeah.
But Phonem wanted me on a song with him, so I'm finna freestyle.
Right.
So, you feel me? We chilling, we in the stew, I'm smoking or whatever. I give his ass like 6 bars. Boom. I step away from the mic. Hold that shit in. So I'm listening to the beat. And right. So I punch in on some Stunna 4 shit. And I keep punching in. I just kept punching in. And it was like, I ain't never punched in with an artist like that before. Because usually he records himself and it's one take. You feel me? So with me coming in there, it was a learning experience. And it was something that he could learn from and take heed then. Because the next time he run through the situation, it was like, oh, bet, I know what to do.
Right.
So it was like, you learning, I'm learning. Shit, we handling business, and at the end of the day, it's a passion, bro. I'm not wasting my time with this shit.
I ain't gonna lie. He just said a big life lesson, y'all. A big life lesson. Let me tell y'all. If it's one thing y'all need to be in life, it's teachable. I say if it's one thing y'all need to be in life, it's teachable. I don't care who you are, what you doing. Down to him making music, down to the brand with the creative directing, down to KK with the podcast, and down to anybody who making clothes or doing anything, you have to be teachable. Because if you got to think, like, it's always something you can learn. And nobody is better than the next person, no matter how much money you get, clout status, or whatever. So it's like, you never know who you can learn from. So you have to be teachable and easy to work with. That's really how you going
to
make it.
Even in the streets, how the fuck did you learn how to bag up? How the fuck did you learn how to put that bitch on the scale? Somebody taught you.
You hear me, though? You have to be teachable.
You gotta be teachable. That shit, you can't be like, that shit, everything.
I'm a certain age. Now I'm not teachable no more. It don't even work like that.
He's a damn goofy.
Goofy, sir fat. I ain't gonna lie. How you feel about that PNB Rock situation?
Rest in peace. But I don't know nobody, so I don't speak on nobody.
Don't phone them grave.
But family condolences to the family.
Nah, definitely rest in peace. All I gotta say is, anybody who else tell me don't drop no locations,
no
goofy.
No,
you feel what I'm saying? Though I don't know all the details of it, so I can't speak on it too much neither. But don't drop no lows when we outside. On phone, no gray. That's over with. I ain't gonna lie, Brody.
That'd be the last time you see me or hear from me.
You hear me, though? Yeah. That shit, like, you motherfuckers like be so thirsty to say where we at.
I don't give a fuck. Let me enjoy my shit. You don't even gotta know it.
You hear me, though? Lil, post it when we get home. Post the recap.
You hear me?
Last night was mad real.
Just say that, my brother. You hear me?
You hear me, though? I ain't gonna lie, bro. So what do you see yourself in 10 years, and how do you plan to get there?
In 10 years. Bluntly, I don't actually see myself no specific location, nowhere. I just see myself being a better person than I was the day before.
Good answer.
And however I could be great the next day, the next hour, the next minute, the next second. That's what I'm trying to strive for. At the end of the day, I'm going to rap. I want y'all to listen to it. If y'all fuck with it, y'all fuck with it. If you don't, you don't. But shit, at the end of the day, if y'all call y'all sell my family, my brother, y'all better support my shit.
You hear me, though? I ain't gonna lie. You're going to get more support from strangers than you do family.
At the end of the day, and that's crazy. Just like I said, my boy Boomer, my boy KT, I didn't know these niggas.
Yeah.
We just locked in and shit. We build a foundation out of my brothers. Bro,
that's what it's all about. Connecting, linking up, and making them connections that matter.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna lie, before we get up out of here, what's one last piece of advice you got to all the viewers, everybody watching this from Atlanta to the rack to all over the world? What's one last piece of advice you get?
If you don't do anything in life, unfold and put money behind yourself and save. Whatever you do, save your bread. Because it's always gonna be something out there you want, you need, or just a little $50 gonna put you in a better position where $0 would have put you in. Pick. In order to get to one destination, you got to spend money. How the fuck you going to get from Louisiana to Memphis to Atlanta to Chicago and your ass broke?
Save your money, it'll save you, money. People. On Phone on Gray, shout out to my boy. Definitely appreciate you coming down here and rocking with me on KK's Kona.
Young Luna, man, living under no authority, bro.
Hey, go ahead, let them know your Instagram and how they can tap in with you.
Hey, all platforms, like I said, Young Luna, YUNGLUNA, bro. But Instagram, YUNGLUNA_4X, bro. Fuck with me, tap in.
You did. Make sure y'all tap in with my boy, man. Support his up-and-coming music career, man. Y'all done got to know him. He told y'all the page to check out the music. Now stay tuned for a snippet of his song at the end of this video. Oh, yeah, you did. Definitely.
Let's go.
And then tell him how you got the your audience for the first time. You got an audience.
On photo, man. Wait. And look,
It should have hella claps in this motherfucker.
Right. This is the first time we ever recorded for an audience. I don't know if they were shy, nervous, or what, but shout out to Lenny, the creative director. You dig? Hey, look, if y'all want to be a live audience to a KK's Corner interview, go ahead, hit up our DM, and we're going to let y'all know something. And we out.